right now.
What the heck?
I finally feel good.
Yeah, yes. The asthma attack is
awesome.
Over. Well, yeah, I've never sprinted in my life, really.
Wait. Your life?
I don't think so.
Wow. I've never seen it. You did a great job, though.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
You know, I'm
you
very...
caught up to him.
Easily, but...
Oh, man, easily. Give me a break.
Did I scare you?
All of a sudden, I turn and both bulls are on the side of me, you know?
Yeah, we were.
I thought, man, I'm not as fast as I used to be.
Who was that?
My younger days.
That's right. My younger days, Eddie.
One, two.
I was very fast.
Oh, hello. One, two.
Hi.
Two.
One, two.
All right. Sean's printing something out, and then we'll get to this sucker.
It's coming up right now, Mike.
So what do? We scream our name out? I don't know how this works.
That's exactly how you do it.
Okay.
What you're going to do is... Yeah, and Eddie, in Family Feud, do you interrupt?
Well, here is how Family Feud is played on television.
Okay.
Two people go head-to-head against each other.
Yep.
Right.
They're asked a question. Mm-hmm. Whoever gets the question correct or the, you know, top answer on the board,
mm-hmm.
they can either choose to play
mm-hmm.
or steal.
Nice.
And then their team plays or lets the other team go.
Yeah.
If the other team misses, we have a chance to steal or
they have a
chance to steal.
That's cool. This is going to be fun. We're doing it for no reason.
Yeah.
Well, we got to kill 24 more hours.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
It should just be fun to listen to. You know, that was the idea.
And Sean is hosting.
That's right.
Yes, hey,
here he is, ladies and gentlemen.
Really, really good at that.
Shawnee, oh boy.
Let's play the
feud. We're going to play the feud. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to play Mikey Family Feud.
Really?
With
it's
your
Mikey
host,
Feud.
Sean.
Wow, Sean seems really
dynamic.
Really pumped me up.
I know, it loses a little bit.
Can you talk into the microphone as the host?
Oh, wow. Why are you all over me all of a sudden?
What is he doing?
Sean,
what is
I got to call an audible here.
What are you doing?
Well,
are you taking out your cute little headphones?
Yeah, well,
oh, that's what
up.
That
they're
case
both.
Is for?
They're both.
Did you think it was his insulin?
I thought...
Here he goes. What is that? Oh, look at the cute little carrying case.
Shut up, dude. They're nice headphones.
Oh, look, it's a buzz
please
purse.
Return to Sean if he ever found
oh,
it.
Oh, you're a jerk.
Right. New from
dude,
Coach.
It's gonna be better.
It's the Bose purse.
Oh, those sound good. Hi.
Okay. Here he is. You ready?
All right, yeah.
Here I guess. Okay, well, who's going to go first?
Yeah,
who's
team?
First up?
You and Sky.
Me?
You against
Come on, Sky.
Sky.
Okay. Wow.
Here we go, the kid.
Got to shake hands?
Yep.
All right, folks. 100 people survey. Top 5 answers on the board. Your question is, name something you bake in an oven.
Yes,
Eddie, go ahead.
Cookies.
Cookies is correct. However, Sky, you have an opportunity to steal. It's not the number one answer.
What you bake in an oven? I will say
ham.
Ham.
You'll say what?
Ham.
Cake.
Ham.
Ham cake.
Ham cake.
And it goes to Eddie.
Yes! Yeah.
Nice.
All right, guys.
Let's
you want to play or do you want to steal? You want to play or want to steal?
Play. Let's play.
You play?
Let's
play. All right, we'll play. We'll play, Sean.
We'll play.
We'll play, Sean. You're up, Mike.
Okay, Mikey. 100 people surveyed. Top 5 answers on the board. Name something you bake in an oven.
Pie, Sean.
Oh, yeah. Good answer.
Pie.
Good answer. Good answer.
All right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good answer.
Pie.
Survey says...
Yes!
Oh, very
pie.
Good.
Pie. Pie is
yeah.
on there. Nice.
All right.
Boston Rob.
100 people surveyed. Top 5
How many
answers
do we have left?
On like, the board. Yeah. We have 2 more to go. More to go.
Oh, 2 more?
Name something
one, like. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
that you... Bake.
I'm gonna go. Somebody's baking brownies.
Oh yeah,
good
great
answer.
Answer.
Good
great
answer.
Answer. Great answer.
Do I see brownies?
How are brownies?
What are you doing, brownies?
I'm in shock.
Wow.
I am in shock.
It's a first X.
I am in shock.
Okay, so we got one strike.
We got one strike. Eddie.
Go back to Eddie.
What do we have so far on the board?
Cookies and pie.
And cake.
And cake.
Cookies,
and
pie, and cake.
And cake.
So there's 2 left.
Ooh, well,
bake.
I want to say some sort of meat product, but I don't know you actually bake that. I think you broil it. So,
Hey.
Cookies, pie, and what?
Hey, unbiased
Cookies,
host.
Pie, and what?
Cake.
It's already up there.
It's already up there.
Yeah.
Sean just threw me off. I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say ham.
Good
ham
answer.
Ham is a great answer. Yeah.
Sky is salivating all over the place.
I love it. Sky.
Somebody get me a poncho.
Look at Pavlov over here.
That's gross.
Hair lip.
And survey says...
Yes! The number one answer.
Honey baked ham.
Why didn't you answer ham?
You're yelling at me. Why didn't you answer ham?
Oh man. Hey. Okay, so we have only one strike, and there's one answer up on the board.
Yeah, one answer left on the board.
This.
So the answers up there so far are cookies, ham, cake, and pie.
Something
you bake in the oven.
Come on, Mike.
Something you bake.
I am going to say, even though this isn't technically baking, I'm going to say Thanksgiving time, you want to bake a turkey.
Good answer.
And survey says...
Sorry, guys. Okay, Boston Rob.
I got this.
Oh, come on, Riz.
I am going to single-handedly win this.
You got it.
For our team.
We'll you see. Got it.
What else do you bake in the oven besides a baked potato?
Nice. I like it. Baked potato. Baked potato is a great answer. It's in the name.
Show me baked potato.
Oh, son of a... Wow. Okay, girls can conference.
The girls can steal.
You can talk and possibly steal.
Yeah, conference.
They only have a short amount of time, Sean.
You bake chicken, don't you?
Baked chicken, meatloaf. I was thinking meatloaf, too. Oh, I was thinking meatloaf.
Don't eat it, but that may be good.
All right, guys, we need an answer.
Cake,
let's go.
Cakes, brownie, all those are said.
Yeah, I say meatloaf.
Cookies are done.
Come on, it's time.
Okay.
And your answer is?
Meatloaf.
All right.
Shut up. Why are you laughing?
Put it on the board.
Is this
Shut
top
up.
Five 70s bands?
Come on.
That
Show me meatloaf.
Oh. Yeah. We win the points.
So stupid.
I would have said bread, Sean.
So what was it? What was left?
The number
muffins.
Two answer by respondents was... Costco ham.
I should have known this was Costco ham. That's not on the list.
Let's get our next two participants
up
there.
Okay, so if I'm getting this right,
this is Sean making up stuff?
Next, is this what we're doing
next
here?
No,
you heard him. 100 people were surveyed.
100 people?
I don't know. The P1's outside. What's up next?
It's me versus Chantel.
All right.
Me versus Chantel.
Get her.
Stop it.
Here we go.
Destroy her.
Come on.
All right, guys.
Mm-hmm.
100 people were surveyed. Top three answers are on the board.
Uh-huh.
Name a place you go on a first date.
Mike.
Chantel.
Okay, Mike.
Oh, Mike. Yeah.
A movie.
Good answer.
What?
No, sorry.
Oh, thank you.
But it's not the number one answer. Okay. Chantel, you have an opportunity to steal.
Dinner. Yes, good answer.
Good answer, Chantel.
That's the number one answer.
Looking for someone to take me to.
Restaurant, the number one answer.
Do you want to play? Ladies, get in this.
Player pass.
You want to play your pass?
I don't know. What do you guys want to do?
Oh, you guys are
Sky, you're really good.
They're going to play.
All of the ladies are standing up except for Sky.
All right. Question goes to Ashley now. 100 people were surveyed. Final answer is on the board. Name a place you go on a first date.
To the beach.
Good answer. Ashley, I'm so sorry. In their heads, they're thinking terrible answers.
I don't know. They don't know how to play the game.
I'm just going to play by myself. You're the only good person.
Awful answer, Ash.
We hate you.
No, that was me, myself, and I on this team. All right, come on.
Can't stand you over there.
Okay, great.
Okay, show me the beach.
That's not on there.
That's too bad.
It's not on there.
That's too bad.
That's just one X for you guys, yes. Right? One
strike. That was strike. A good answer.
One strike.
Sky's
okay,
up.
Sky, you're
sure
up.
Sky will get it.
She'll nail this.
She'll nail it.
Come on, Sky.
100 people surveyed looking for...
Stop it!
To the seven of you in the room, congratulations. Great joke was just made.
Got one answer.
The mall.
Okay, shut up.
You got it.
Okay.
Looking for a place you go on a date.
I will say the theater.
Theater.
Oh.
Theater.
Even though.
Theater.
But Mike said movie.
Even though
but
movies was already said. Go ahead. Yeah. Maybe me, she means Broadway. She means Broadway.
Hey, Mike. The theater.
Flight of Broadway.
Hey, Mike.
Hey,
Mike.
He said movie.
Theater.
Hey, Mike. Theater.
Theater like a play, she means. Like a play.
Right.
Broadway show.
It's the theater.
Good answer.
T-H-E-E-D-R.
Okay. Good answer.
Okay.
Good answer.
Show me theater.
It's not there. That's a second strike.
That's too bad.
It's
all up to Chantel.
Two strikes. Chantel will nail it.
Whoa, what? Wait.
Yeah, this is our last chance.
Last chance.
But if you get
don't
it right,
blow
you
it.
Get more chances.
No pressure.
Final answer on the board. 100 people surveyed. Name a place you go on a date.
I don't go on many, so this is going to be hard.
Can't remember Chantel. Last time you went on one.
I can't.
Hey.
That was below the belt.
Really said that.
Define date.
A sporting event.
Okay, good answer.
Good answer.
I like that.
Oh.
That's a good answer.
A sporting event.
I like to go to a sporting event.
At the sporting event.
Sporting event.
A sporting event.
Good answer. Why are you doing that?
Show me sporting event.
It's not there. We get to steal, guys. Here we go. Let's really hold on. Let's work through this. I know that I've been on several dates before. I've never done this, but I know people that have.
Oh.
What about a bathhouse or a jacuzzi club?
Bathhouse or jacuzzi club.
I think that is a great place to go on a date.
I think that's
what we should go with you.
If that is on there, I'm walking out.
Don't be ridiculous.
Because I thought this was a real game. I thought these were real
statistics.
Let's
about bathhouse.
Let's see. Let's see. I know somebody that did that.
A pervert?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
Wait a minute. Yeah. What kind of pervo goes to a bathhouse?
On a date?
That's not so loud.
Did she get it by the hour? What?
Okay, guys.
Sean, our answer is bathhouse/jacuzzi club.
That's right. That's
great,
right.
Answer. Great answer.
Great
answer.
Come on. Great
answer.
Come on.
We'll see. Show me bathhouse/jacuzzi club.
Yeah!
Walked out. Sky walked out. Chantel walked out.
So we win?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
We
won the family, Mikey family view.
We weren't done with the game.
Fantastic.
What just happened?
Where did they go?
That's poor sportsmanship.
Oh, that's so bad.
I mean, guys,
we're in the middle of a game here. Would this happen
on network television? We haven't got to the rapid round.
Would this happen on network
speed round or whatever?
This would not happen on network television.
That's terrible.
Wow.
Man. Now that they're gone, it was Sky that went on a date there.
Are you kidding me? That can't be true. That is disgusting. Wow.
I want to save the clip of Show Me Bathhouse. Which is also the answer to another trivia question is, what does Sky say when she arrives in Japan? Show Me Bathhouse.
Show me the bathhouse.
Well, there it is. There it is. Thank you very much.
They left.
I don't know where they went.
They left.
I don't know where they went. They're gone.
All three of them.
Name something to alleviate a sunburn.
Oh, wait a minute.
Sky would have killed that one.
I have to do this.
It's time. What started 6 years ago in San Jose has become a San Diego tradition. 28
hours straight of us with no interruptions, no commercials, no music, nothing. It's us for 28 straight hours.
It's the Mikey Show 28-hour marathon.
Yeah. You cannot wait.
Commercial and music free.
Every other year that we've ever done it, this year is going to be the biggest and the best that we've ever done, ever.
Seven friends battling sleep deprivation.
Look at yourself in the mirror.
And inevitably, each other.
I like what I...
Shut up!
It's an emotionally draining effort to entice new listeners to The Mikey Show.
It turns into Woodstock outside.
And best of all, it benefits Children's Hospital.
It's something that is not done on radio anywhere.
It turns into Mikey Palooza outdoors.
What will happen?
My favorite thing is just the unexpected.
What will they do?
Mm-hmm. I mean, crazy things just happen on the 28-hour show.
Oh, yeah.
And who will crack this time?
Shut up! Shut up!
Our show was a person, it'd be Will Smith, because everybody loves Will Smith.
Really, like, thought long and hard about that.
I have a question, Rob. Do you have any other thing that we might be able to get cleanly that we could use in that promo that you think it makes it sound real cool?
The Red Sox are my favorite team.
Okay, well,
that has nothing to do with the 28 hours.
They're 10:30. I mean, we work 8 hours a day, but you guys, just the fact that you guys are working beyond that, that's awesome.
Hey, I love it so much. Just the history of it. I mean, to tell and to put it in a nutshell to the new P1s, I mean, it's the greatest reality radio ever. You guys are the greatest, and that's why you have such a huge fan base, because of what you guys are and what you guys do.
That's awesome.
I want to have your baby.
Oh, Eddie.
I'm sorry.
My favorite part of the 28-hour show was when you guys start revealing stuff about yourselves, and specifically last year when Sean revealed himself as a furry.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I don't remember that.
I don't know anything.
What happened?
Between 2 and, like, 6 o'clock in the morning. The best part is the next day when you guys have already been on for 24 hours. You guys are bungee.
Oh, yeah.
It's hilarious.
I want to tell you guys I love the 28-hour show, and... man, I crack up so hard. My work pretty much almost sends me home every time.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I love when you guys have a true validation. You guys tell stories, and then you have the true validation that's come upon, and, hey, this is actually true.
It's funny. We've been doing it so many years that the 28-hour show has become an institution.
It's for real.
I mean, we can't not do it now.
It's time.
Mike.
You sure?
Because this makes it real.
It's the Mikey Show 28-hour marathon.
24 hours to go.
And this year's chapter continues.
listening to the 28-Hour Mikey Show, brought to you by Johnsonville Brats on KIOZ, San Diego's Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m.
The word of the hour is 2.
Hope you're getting the words.
Yeah.
I know. Oh, are the poor sports back yet?
No, I got a hold of them outside in the hallway, and because they acted like that, I said, fine, then we'll do the Battle of the Sexes payoff.
Let's do it.
That'll show. They're going to act like that, then we'll just...
They're acting like girls or something.
Yeah, well, yeah.
A bunch of girls.
Bunch of baby girls.
Bunch of baby girls.
Baby girls. Wee, wee, wee. Quack, 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 quack.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a baby. Look at me, everybody. I am so sick.
Yeah.
I cry.
She's not well right now.
All
right.
So we can go out there.
We can?
Yeah. We can do the whole thing again where either you go out there and I cover or vice versa, whatever you want.
I'll go out there.
Okay. I'll cover. And Rob, can you go over to the side and you got to bring up the remote pot so that we know when he's on. When you're on live, talk into the microphone, Mike. When you're broadcasting live.
Oh, it's up and on.
It's been on this whole time?
Oh.
Is Sean coming out too? Or?
Yeah, Sean has to come out because he's part of Team Awesome.
On.
You're part of Team Awesome, dude.
I can't play sound effects.
Who cares? Don't you want to see those girls
humiliated? Actually, I do.
Ah, it's going to be so
good.
Going
out there right now.
Come on, Johnny.
Run, Mike. Run up the hill.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yes, is it just us?
Yeah.
This is awesome. What do you want to do?
Well, we're just going to cover, Rob, until...
Oh.
Hey.
Is that the pot? That thing's been on the whole time?
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, it's been up and on, so... Cool. Danger Ross. This is awesome.
You can watch this, Seth, because...
You're okay.
We have
You're out. Okay.
Do we? Yeah.
You can come outside with us, with the boys.
You just like to talk on that microphone.
Oh, this mic, I sound like... Moses.
Seth, who's online too? It's on the
call. Oh, it's Sanjaya. You want to talk to him?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Sanjaya, what's up, dude?
What's going on, brother?
How you doing? Are you outside?
Dude? Pretty good. Hey, dude, I just want to tell you, man, that intro for like this morning to right now that you played, dude, it rocks, dude.
That's pretty cool, huh?
Hey, did you cry a little?
Dude, you know what? I didn't know what to do. I wanted to cry. I wanted to poop my pants. I wanted to puke. I was like...
Okay.
All right.
All right.
That's interesting.
That's good.
So it is like the real Sanjaya.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, do you have your RV out there?
Not yet, dude. I'll be down there a little bit later on today.
Are you working?
Yeah, I am.
What is the matter with you, Sanjaya? It's the biggest day of the year.
Quit, dude.
I don't... You know, I got some people to take down there, so it's like... Why not make it easy on them? You know?
That's cool. Well, you're
understandable.
But I'm listening. I'm, you know, so.
All right. Well, we miss you,
and we're excited to see you. Get down here, dude.
Yeah. Hey, do I want send me some weenies?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we're still here. We're sitting right here. What do you mean?
28 hours.
Yeah, don't forget, you can bid on Zeth later.
Yeah, Johnsonville Brats, I believe, is going to be out here about 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
So.
Do you know how long they're staying till?
Pretty late, actually. I think they're staying. I don't know. I'll double check. I don't want to say and then
that's
have it.
I'm waiting for, man.
Cool. Well, there'll be plenty. All right, Sanjaya. Okay. See you in a little bit, man.
Thanks, bro.
Later.
Late. How long does it take to walk up there?
I don't know. What
are you?
I see him. They're just about there now.
Oh, well, Mike, don't want to pull nothing.
Well, he's got asthma.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He just got asthma.
He has
today.
Asthma.
So
he has 24-hour asthma. There he is. Oh. I can hear him. Are you there, Mike?
I'm here, brother.
Okay, cool. Me and Rob are going to head out there then.
Dude, it is warm.
Oh, nice and toasty. All right, we'll be up there in a sec.
We should get one of those... we should get one of those temperature gauges to figure out what the temperature is going to be out here. It's going to be so... Oh, they're putting us in the sunlight.
Oh, no.
Poor Shawnee, your skin's translucent.
It hurts really bad.
You know what I mean? Okay, here's what we're going to do. First of all, I need to explain. Oh, let me ask a question to the engineers. Can we go ahead and go up on stage or no? We can? We're going to go up on stage, Shawnee. What's the best place, Jay, to get up? Here we go. This is all live. This is all happening live on the radio.
Did you hear the engineer?
No.
when you said, what's the best way to get up? He goes, steps.
Steps. Steps are the best way to get up. Oh, man, this is going to be perfect because it's right in the sun. Oh, oh, what a setup. Oh, this is going to be so hot. Oh, dude, this is going to be... Okay, am I on this mic?
It's going to be hot. Look at the sun on your face.
Oh. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. Test 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2.
Me.
Oh, okay. It is...
It's roasting.
I'm telling you, I want to do this in the shade.
It's really bad.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm going to talk on this.
Oh.
Listen, I know I'm a wuss, but that's hot. Okay, so let me explain. We started doing Battle of the Sexes about 9.5 years ago or something. I mean, it was a long time ago. And the idea was, it's an old radio bit. I mean, it's been around since the dawn of radio. The idea is that it's actually really weenie. The bit is really totally weenie. And it's old radio, but we thought... If we do anything that's been done a million times, like we could take, I think, the stupidest, you know, lamest radio bit, and if we do it with this 7 group of friends, it'll be fun.
We'll make it into something special.
We'll make it. I think we could play Monopoly and we can make it a good time.
Yeah.
On the radio.
It'll be hard, but we'll do it.
We just did Family Feud on the radio.
Ridiculous.
So, okay. So the idea of Battle of the Sexes is you get a guy team and a girl team. You ask the guys girl questions. You ask the girls guy questions. Yeah, it was a slaughter.
It was an absolute slaughter.
Here comes the captain of Team Awesome.
There he is.
Come on, Eddie.
Everyone say hi to the captain.
Yeah.
Dude.
I love you, Dr. Bull.
How many do you, like, talk about the domination of Team Awesome over Team Sass over the course of, I don't know, we probably did it for about 20 weeks, something like that.
I don't know. Did we lose?
Did we lose at all?
I mean.
I wonder.
Ever? Like, one?
Honestly, I think that it was, what was it, Talon? 15-4.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Oh, girls are dumb.
Eddie, should we get a heater, you think?
I would like to order a cup of soup and a nice hot coffee.
Yeah.
Right about now.
Some
my
nice
goodness, warm
it's
clam
hot.
Chowder.
Here's the best part. Me and Rob get to cook in this in about a couple hours.
Oh,
that's
no.
So gnarly.
I don't know.
And it's not even, it's 10:30 in the morning.
Oh, God.
We just leave the oven door open.
Yeah,
dude,
just
wait
gonna
till
put
noon.
An egg down.
All right, so what are we going to do? So here's the deal. Pull the curtain back. You know how we operate. We don't know what we're going to do as we go along in a bit. Like a professional radio show, and I'm talking like any radio show other than us, would have beforehand said, hey, you know, let's show prep and let's come up with an idea of what we'll do when you know, the winner or the loser or whatever. And we said, no, let's just have fun and start playing and then we'll figure it out once it's done. And so we knew that we were coming up on the 28-hour show and we needed to pay off the Battle of the Sexes, and we thought... You know what would be funny is to have the girls having to serve the guys' chicken wings.
And Hooters outfits.
Yeah.
If they had to, if the girls of Team Sass had to serve the guys of Team Awesome in Hooter outfits, if they were in a, I'm sorry, I'm coming in the shade so I don't vomit.
It's really hot.
Anyway.
Get that guy a beer.
Anyway, the idea was if we can get the girls to feed the guys chicken wings in Hooter outfits, that'd be pretty funny. And so that's what we're going to do.
Oh, I can't wait.
Now, what is... Oh, thank you so much. Somebody... Oh, Peaches is fanning me. Peaches is fanning me. Okay, so Eddie, what are we talking here? What are we going to do?
Well, they're changing right now as we speak.
Into their Hooter outfits?
Into their outfits, and then they will come up here and serve us.
That's fantastic.
Because we are men, and we dominate.
And you have to understand these ladies to understand why this is such a great payoff. These are the most liberal... Gloria Allred, you know, very, very women's lib type ladies. And they are not the type that would want to throw on the Hooters
Barbara
outfit.
Barbara Billingsley.
Exactly. They're not the type that would want to throw on Hooter outfits, except for Ashley. Ashley probably not.
Well,
that
she either. she brought hers from home.
Yeah. She brought hers from home. And so she's not that mad at it.
No, not
but
at all.
You
in
know
fact,
Skye,
she likes it.
More than anybody, the idea of Skye putting on a Hooter outfit is the most degrading. And listen, it's not that she has anything against Hooters.
No.
But to her, it's a, you know, the idea, oh, that is so sweet. A little girl just gave me a purified drinking water, which I will use immediately. Thank you. Can you help me, Quinn?
A purified drinking water, by the way.
Yeah. It's a Sam's Choice purified drinking water bottle.
Oh.
And so the idea of Skye degrading herself by being seen as an object is absolutely terrible for her. And so for her to, oh, and look at little boy's handing Eddie a purified drinking water.
Here's my jersey.
Have a Coke and a smile, kid.
That's right. Thanks, Mean Joe. So, Eddie, are they all coming out at the same time?
I don't know why they're taking so long. Jeez.
They always take a long
time. Dude, it's brutal.
We did a photo shoot yesterday. Skye and Ashley were 2 hours late. Oh, look at that. Oh, that is fantastic. You guys, they're putting up a... Okay, that's not good.
All right.
They were putting up a canopy, and Sean got caught underneath it.
Okay? Man down.
Mike!
I'm right here. I'm right here, Sean. It's all right. It's all right, Sean.
Mike, touch me.
It's okay. You're going to be fine.
Mike!
They're putting a canopy up for us. Uh-oh, I hear screams.
Are they coming? Are they coming?
Must be coming. Here comes
meow,
a girl.
Meow, meow.
They must be in their Hooter outfits. Oh, look at this.
Those are really nice.
Oh, hello. Wow.
Chantel,
I like how ghetto they are.
Chantel, wow. And Ashley in their gorgeous Hooters outfits. Where's Skye?
Where's Skye?
Of course she's late.
As usual.
Take your socks off.
Hey,
what
Ash.
What is that about?
Ash.
Ashley's in socks.
Ashley.
Socks?
Ash, where is Skye?
I don't know.
Where is Skye? Did you guys honestly not get dressed with... Stop eating the chicken wings, Ashley.
Hey, those are ours. Knock it off.
Those belong to Team Sass.
Shenanigans.
Eddie, do you know where Skye is?
I don't know where Skye is.
All right, girls, get up on the stage. Huh.
What is going on?
What is that? It's an owl outfit. Is that Skye? If that's Skye, I'm going to freak out.
That better not be.
Are
is that
you
Skye?
Kidding me?
That better not be.
That better not be Skye.
She's wearing an owl outfit. Hold on.
That is not cool.
Sean. That is her being a Hooter. Chantel, do you know what's going on?
I don't. I have no idea. I don't think that's Skye in there.
You don't believe that that's Skye because you know that that would not be a Hooter outfit, right?
Right.
I mean, I won't say it doesn't look good, but...
No.
Sean is extremely attractive.
That shit, well, I wouldn't say that.
Sean is extremely attractive.
I wouldn't say that. But that better not be Skye.
Wait, I see the ankle tattoo. That's Skye.
That is.
Wait.
What are you doing?
This is not...
I thought we were supposed to dress as female Hooters.
You are a clown.
No, I'm a female owl.
You guys? Ladies and gentlemen, come out here. Show yourself to everybody. Folks,
I am not accepting this.
Look at the cameras. Everybody's got a camera out right now to take pictures of Skye in her Hooter outfit.
There's nothing funny about this.
Not at all.
Oh, now she's posing like a model.
Mike.
She's posing
this
like
is
a
model.
Oh, she's posing like a model. Ashley, did you know this was happening?
I had no idea, Mike, but I think she looks great.
I like it.
Chantel, did you know this was happening?
I didn't. I wish I was in that.
Did somebody just say, why do you lie, liar? Well, okay, here's the deal. Apparently she's going to be a Hooter in a Hooter outfit.
No, I don't accept this.
Well, Redo. Go inside and change into the real thing.
So wait a minute.
I'm furious.
So are the girls going to feed? Is the Hooter going to feed the guys of Team Sass or Team Awesome?
I'll feed Sean. Oh, me too. Me
I'll feed Sean. I'll feed Sean. I'll feed Sean. I'll feed Sean.
Staying away from Sean.
You may serve me, but you may not feed me.
I am staying away from Sean.
I
want
to go get my panda suit.
Drop dead.
Okay. Okay. Let's start. What we're going to do is we're going to assign a girl to...
Get away from
We're
going
to assign one of the girls to one of the guys. A member of Team Sass to a member of Team Awesome. Ashley is going to be feeding Sean.
Oh, no, no, no. Serving. Serving.
Chantel. Oh, she's trying to kiss Sean.
Don't do that.
Sean's a germaphobe. Sean is a germaphobe.
Me and Sean used to be lovers, so this is perfect.
That's ridiculous.
It's a fabrication.
She doesn't know what that
word
means. Chantel is going to be feeding Boston Rob.
Yay!
Oh, that
and
was
Sky,
Mike.
In a Hooter outfit.
Hold on.
Is going to be feeding Eddie.
No.
She's dressed as an owl.
This was not the bet.
She's dressed as an owl.
She's violating the spirit of the bet.
But technically, isn't she dressed as a Hooter?
No. A hoot is the sound an owl makes. It's not an actual owl.
Oh, she's now put the microphone up.
No, don't you dare do that.
This is the best ever.
Okay.
That is...
Chantel's feeling kind of cheeky.
I wonder if Sky's practical joke, temperature-wise, is working out.
Oh, good call.
Yeah.
I wonder if Sky's practical joke, temperature-wise, is feeling all right right now. A little warm in there. A little warm. All right. Well,
is she going to go change?
Let's start with Chantel. Chantel, please feed and give orders, Rob. Go ahead.
Be real gentle with this, all right? Don't shove nothing down my throat there, sweetheart.
Okay. But, can you stop talking?
He's used to saying that.
Can he stop doing that? I'm sorry, Chantel.
Chantel, go ahead.
Why don't you just give me a little nibble or something?
Ew, you're grossing me out.
Chantel,
your mind is in the gutter, sweetheart, all right?
Chantel, shove it in his face.
Chantel just gave a look like, do you want to die?
Be nice.
Go ahead, Chantel. Chantel has got the chicken wing. Oh, look at that.
Come on.
She's shoving the chicken wing
right
into Boston Rob's face.
That is a poor loser.
That wasn't bad, actually.
Next is Ashley feeding Sean.
Dude, no. No one said anything
Ashley,
about
Sean. Go ahead and pick that up with your mouth.
Her fingers are not going to touch you. All you have to do. Sean does not like that. She's holding the chicken wing. She's holding the chicken wing.
No.
And Sean, who is a germaphobe, does not look like that is okay.
Mike.
Wait a minute. Sean.
Mike.
Let me reason. Oh, look, she's doing poses like Paris Hilton. Listen, Sean.
I'm so turned on.
Listen to me. You got to hear me out.
Is that not sexy? Is that not working?
Sean.
Isn't that how you're
supposed to She's holding the chicken wing in her fingertips.
Don't.
Between her thumb and her index finger.
Why is that not working?
No part of her body is going to touch yours.
Dude, she's already touched. The wing is infected.
I didn't touch this part.
She's touched it.
But she hasn't. I know, but the part she's touched isn't the part you're going to consume.
Why are you being like this, Sean? Hold on.
First of all, nobody said anything about feeding. We only talked about serving, okay? So,
Do you not listen to our show?
I think Ashley has a point when she says, do you not listen to our show? Listen.
I don't know what that means.
Sean, will you allow her to put the chicken wing? Sean.
Sean.
Look at that.
Sean.
Will you allow?
Sean.
Will you allow? Okay, he's going to do it.
Just don't move.
Don't move, Ash. Don't move. Don't do anything weird. He's biting.
Oh! Oh! Wow.
Sean has AIDS.
Ew,
oh,
wow.
Sean has AIDS.
Ew,
oh, my God.
Sean has AIDS.
Sean has AIDS.
Sean spit the wing
He's
back
leaving.
In his face.
He's running away.
Where's he going? He's going to San Jose. I think he's running to the airport. He's running to the freeway. He's running to the freeway. And he's going to run back
Sean,
to San Jose.
Where's he's going? Jogging to the freeway.
He's probably jogging right now.
You're part of Team Awesome.
Where's he going? Where's he going? Team Awesome just left. Part of Team
this
Awesome.
This isn't
just
what
left.
I expected.
Where did he go?
Maybe
where?
He's inspired by the owl costume and he went to go put his panda suit on.
Oh.
Get it? Get it?
I have
furry.
No idea where
get
Sean
it?
Just went.
Well, he doesn't have a door pass. He can't get back in the
he
building.
He can't get back in the no. building. I have
he's
no idea
to the
where
drug
he went.
Store.
All right. Sky is now.
I don't want
Sky
it.
Sky is
want
now
it.
Picking up a chicken wing.
I don't want it. No,
Sky is
it.
Now picking up a chicken wing.
Sexiest snowman of the day.
And in her owl costume.
Mike.
Her hooter costume.
Please.
Well, this... hey, listen, Eddie, I don't know what we can do. I don't know what
you
can be done
it.
Here. Oh, look at that. She's trying to be sultry.
That's it.
Look at Eddie. She's trying to be sultry. In her big owl costume. She's trying to be sultry.
Get that pervert bird out of my face.
Eddie, Cheds, the Cheds.
Oh, she's got his,
the
she's got her arm around you.
Keeping
she's
it
sitting
cheddar.
On your lap. She's
cheddar.
Got the chicken wing up to your lips.
Yeah.
Oh, not
that's
eating
not
it,
right.
She's
that's
rubbing
not
it
right.
against his lips.
That's
she's
not
rubbing
right.
it against his lips.
That's not right, dude.
That was so bad.
That was disgusting.
Ew. Oh, my gosh.
Well, there it is.
Yeah.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. It was a... part humiliating payoff. And congratulations, girls.
Well,
you have
well.
Lost and paid off your bet. You've lost and paid off your bet.
Thank
and
you.
We're going to have to think of something new that we could do over the course of the next 40 weeks.
Not if it's going to be like this again. That was garbage.
You right. chose this.
Right. Not, I did not choose this.
You chose this.
Look at Eddie. He's doing yeah. Look at Eddie's. He's got neck swivel. Ayo. All right, Eddie, I'll go in.
Okay.
Hold it down inside until you can get in there.
Okay. Look at Sean. Sean.
Where is he?
Look
Sean is sitting by the door like a wet puppy ready to go inside.
That is hysterical.
He's standing
look
by
at
the
him.
Door.
That's what I'm saying, dude. You must
oh,
be from the East Coast.
Because I'm going to have to hear him. He's going to be so mad.
That poor guy.
He's pacing around out there. He's pacing. He's pacing.
Get over it.
Okay. Don't
I
try
hope
to,
he makes it to the clink.
To
who knows what he has now?
All right, so, I'll go in.
Where's
hold
Sky?
It down, okay. And then we're coming back out here, right? In about an hour.
Yeah, noon.
Hour and a half.
The kickoff.
Noon.
All right, I'll go back in. Hold it down.
Listen. Noon or the mall.
Stop saying that.
I love that.
Let's talk about the cook-off for a second.
We're going to dominate. I'm slicing and dicing.
Ashley.
What's up?
This it's going to be really hot
yeah.
when we cook.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Call it off?
Yes. Let's call it off.
No, it's going to be a mess.
It's going to be so hot.
I'm already really, really sweaty, Rob.
Okay,
yeah.
No.
Rob,
gross.
I don't
Rob,
know.
Rob, just touch
I don't know.
It.
You've got like
know.
Heat rash
just
going.
Dude,
please.
It.
When you picked up your arm, I got a little wet in the face.
Now...
Fine.
Your Hooters outfit is really interesting.
What?
Did you really bring that from home?
This is what I thought that you wanted.
No.
This
have
what
you
a Hooters
been to Hooters
outfit
before?
Was.
They usually wear shoes.
That's, yeah, they do wear shoes.
I hate shoes, though. See, that's the thing.
Okay,
so just,
but you're walking around barefoot.
You know
like,
what?
That's just
really?
Weird.
Is this the biggest pickle that you want to pick right
what?
Now? Really?
I'm sorry?
There's bigger
that,
fish to
that's
fry.
That's what she said.
I think.
What do you think so far, P1s? You having fun?
Yeah!
It's, I think, Scooby, I've heard you say that now 7 times.
It. I'm going to be honest. It doesn't get old.
Go Dodgers!
You're a jerk. I do like that Manny Ramirez. Philly's finest is out here, and Scooby, who's a Dodgers fan.
Manny
so,
Manny.
Together, they're a complete idiot. So,
yeah.
That works out real well. here's the deal, guys. We have still almost a whole day to go. That's crazy. I think maybe this will be the last one. What do you guys think? It's a resounding yes.
Yes.
How dare you say that? Of course, don't forget, the cook-off is coming up at noon. We're going to be singing live out here at 5 o'clock for Mikey
That's
Idol.
That's going to be crazy.
Which, I got to tell you, is going to be ridiculous. Jay, if you put that camera in my face one more time. And then, of course, the movies tonight, which you'll be able to see on this awesome projector that Jay made. So, stuff on my microphone. Right? It's a pube. Relax.
Ew.
No big deal.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
Is this Sean's mic? It's like panda hair
that
on
makes
it.
Sense. So, when do I get a change?
You're not going to cook in that?
No, absolutely not. I'm hot. The socks are making me hot.
Why are you wearing those socks?
Because okay, guys, I'm back inside.
I thought
Mike's
that Hooters
back.
Wore
I'm back.
Socks.
You guys can come on in.
All right, we're coming back.
Oh, man.
I thought that was the deal.
Whoa.
That was crazy. First of all, I got to describe the scene out there. There are cars painted up with Mikey Show stuff.
It's unbelievable.
They're all painted up with Mikey Show and Mikey Show references. Yeah. There are, it's basically campsites are going on up there.
Yeah, they're tents. There's like outdoor grills. They have like these push-up tents. I mean, dude,
lawn chairs.
It's crazy.
It's
like a festival.
It is. It's Mikey Palooza. Let's take some phone calls. Mikey Show. Oh,
whoa.
Mikey Show. Hello.
Hey, guys, dude, I just passed Sean when he was walking back to the studio. He was upset big time, dude.
Yeah, he was upset. I knew that once I got back inside, there was going to be a discussion about touching. Because Sean didn't know that Ashley was actually going to be feeding him from her hand.
Well, you guys purposefully withheld it from me.
You should see the expression on his face. He was walking like that famous Bigfoot.
The famous Bigfoot picture. Yeah. It's the famous Bigfoot.
His arms were swaying like that, just like that.
Yeah.
I don't know about
his mouth was open like he was going to yak, dude.
Yeah.
His face, he just looked like he was disgusted.
Yeah, he was.
He was walking back.
Hey, I think he should feel good about it. I was going to have Ashley feed him like a little baby bird.
Okay, come on.
But, you know, and that would have been a lot worse. But you know what I'm saying?
Uh-uh.
But we didn't even go that route. So, you know, you're welcome to me, I guess.
Not really.
Oh, look at this. The owl just walked back in. It's our very own Hooter, Sky, just walked back into the studio.
Well, I wouldn't say Hooter. I might say Cheater, but I wouldn't say Hooter.
That's right. Sky, what do you have to say for yourself?
About what?
Well, about the fact that you didn't wear a Hooter outfit.
I did.
You did not wear a Hooter outfit.
No.
I did. I was dressed as an owl. I thought that's what we were doing.
Does it feel good to be out of that owl costume?
Dude, I think I lost like 5 pounds in that costume. Like, literally, I'm not a sweater, you know?
Yeah.
Some people are sweaters.
Some people.
And some people aren't.
Some people are sweaters. They sweat.
Yeah. Right. I'm so sweaty right now.
That's right. Ashley
I can't even begin to tell you.
Ashley must be sweaty.
Oh, squirt.
I'm not a sweater, but I was sweating profusely in that thing.
How are you feeling now?
A little better, starting to cool down a little bit, but I feel really good that we got that accomplished, and, you know, now we can move on with a clean slate.
Well, it's a touch warm out there.
Yeah, it is. How is your chicken wing? How'd it taste, Sean? Can you hear me? Is this thing on?
I think he can hear you, but I don't think he wants to talk about that.
I'm kind of upset, actually.
Oh, you're upset?
Yeah.
Why? What happened?
There's Eddie. Eddie's back.
No.
Eddie wants to talk.
I thought that was
and
cool.
He just put his hand out to fist bump.
What happened?
That's weird.
It was supposed to be a really cool thing, you know, for all of Team Awesome,
and it
turned into something that was actually very sour.
Yeah, you freaked out.
That's true.
I wouldn't say that. I think I responded. I responded to an intolerable situation.
Talk to me about what was going through your mind as you walked to the back door.
Well, my ultimate thought was, how the hell am I going to get in?
Yeah.
Because I don't have a key.
Ultimately. Mm. Yeah. But what were you thinking, you know, like secondarily?
Well, tertiarily. It was, you know, what am I going to use
to
clean
up my mouth? What were
your
tertiary thoughts?
Shut up. What am I going to use to clean up my mouth? You know, how am
I
going
to
do
What am I
going
to use?
Because I have options.
To clean out my mouth.
I think we've all thought that at one point.
Obviously.
Yeah. So hopefully putting that antibacterial gel in your mouth doesn't like cause any problems.
Did you put antibacterial?
That's what I did.
You put antibacterial gel in your mouth.
Like mouthwash.
That's so gross.
It didn't taste very good, but it does feel clean.
That's disgusting.
You should try it. Seriously, you should try it.
He's very dramatic.
Because it does feel clean.
Don't tell people to try that.
You know how your mouth is
don't
like,
try that.
Don't ever try that.
You know
that.
How your mouth is normally just, you know, it kind of has a certain level of moisture. When you use that, it takes all that moisture out.
You are a clown.
Yeah, where's your floppy
and
shoes?
And you kind of have like a rubbery sort of feel along your gum line. Sweaty.
You're a clown.
It's kind of a good feeling.
It's hot out there.
I'm sweating. Already.
I don't think I'm going to be able to cook. I'm not
disheveled.
Kidding.
We quit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We're burning alive.
I got to get Jay to give me an update on where we are with donating to Rady's Children's Hospital.
Oh.
Because we are taking donations for Rady's Children's Hospital. We're raising money for them. And what we want you to do and what we want to urge you to do is please go to MikeyShow.com, type in the keyword donate, and from that site you can donate money. And it goes in increments of 15. So what we will do is, if you donate a minimum of $15, which is what it is, if you donate a minimum of $15, we'll give you a Mikey Show Best of CD. Now, what I found out is what it is, it's the Furry Up. It's the best of CD from 2007.
Oh, okay.
It's the best of CD from 2007. So you will get a copy of our last best of CD if you donate a minimum of $15. But if you donate $50 or more, you will get our limited edition 28-hour show t-shirt.
Yeah.
2008 version.
It's cool, man.
Dude, it's really awesome. Yeah. It's a cool shirt. It's got the 20, you know, the TV show 24.
Yeah.
It's got that font, and it says the 28-hour show 2008 on the back. It says Mikey Show on the front. It's really cool. And if you make a donation to Rady's Children's Hospital of $50 or more, you'll get that t-shirt. But just because of what Rady's Children's Hospital does in the San Diego area, that's why you should be going there to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Means a lot to a lot of people. So, guess who's on the line?
Who we got?
P1AO.
Oh, really?
Your girl just left.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you already know. Got to give a big shout out to the P1s that were able to make it out there. You know, shout out, big up to all y'all.
That's what I'm saying.
I got to holler at you, Mike, Eddie, all the guys on the show. You know what I'm saying? Is Chantel in the room right now next to you?
She's not. She's actually left the building.
Hey, oh, that sucks. Well, check this out. So, me and her, going back and forth text messages. Hey, how are you? I'm doing extremely well. Nice to see you. Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Here.
You know, well, here. Great, yeah.
Yeah, great. Here. Great.
So, dig this. So, man, me and her have been talking back and forth and came across the fact that she does not remember what I look like.
Really?
What? Nice. You got the edge.
She does not remember what you look like. But we told her this morning that you were going to have your first modeling gig. We talked you out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling you, she's expecting Ty Diggs now.
Yeah.
Really?
Tyson. Tyson.
Yeah.
Tyson. Not Mike Tyson, the model Tyson.
My style is impetuous.
Thank you.
My defense is impregnable.
Thank you.
And I'm just ferocious. Hey, I want your heart. I want to eat his children.
I just want to say for the record that my style is also impetuous.
It is?
Whoa.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I thought it was impregnable.
It is impregnable.
Okay, good.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Yeah, don't do that. Hey, real talk. Yeah. Mikey Show Idol is going to go down today. I'm just saying, get prepared. P1s, be there or be square. I'm out. Peace.
There he is. There he is.
That's AO, everybody.
Yeah.
P1AO.
He calls in.
In about 10 minutes, Lori will be in the building.
Oh, that's right.
Thank you, Mikey.
Oh,
wow.
I'm going to find out who her suitor is.
Her suitor?
Ashley.
Who's your suitor?
Who's your suitor?
Well, Chantel just called in real quick. She really wants to defend herself.
Okay, AO, call back.
Defend herself?
Call back, AO.
What a beating.
Hey.
Oh, hi, Chantel.
Oh, wow.
Okay, first of all...
Oh, no. Wow.
I can't listen to this.
Man.
That could be all yours, AO.
Stop saying that.
I'm just pointing out. You know? Wow.
She went from zero to Chantel in like 5 seconds.
That's fantastic. Hey.
Listen, I do remember how he looked a little bit. I mean, if I saw him somewhere, I'd be like, oh, that's a...
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't really have a clear picture in my head.
I think we have him back on the line. Oh, are you there? Chantel. Chantel, call back.
Hello?
Chantel.
Mike.
Mike, stop it, bro.
Chantel.
I'm here.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. All right, hang on. We got Ayo? Is that Ayo? Ayo.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, here we go. Big things popping.
Here we go. Let's hear the first fight.
Let's crack a lack.
Hey, you know what's up?
Break it off proper, yeah.
Hey, someone. I didn't hear the whole conversation.
What did I tell you?
She's already yelling at him.
First fight. First fight.
Oh, this is a special moment.
I told you. I said, but if I saw you or ran into you somewhere, like, we're going to watch the football game on Sunday, I was like, I'll know exactly who you are when I walk in. It's not that I don't have... I have a little picture, but, I mean, if somebody asked me to, like, draw you or something, like, I...
Yeah, why did Ayo get so bent out of shape? Just because you didn't remember what he looked like.
Hey, all I'm saying is...
What?
I'm gonna be waiting somewhere. I'm going to be sitting somewhere, and then when I'm sitting there...
She's
not going to
recognize... She will not recognize you. Ayo, let me tell you something. We can put you with about 4 other guys... No way.
No clue.
No clue.
Come on.
Well,
they're going to be.
We should do that as a radio bit.
Five.
Oh. Dude, let's do that as a radio bit. Let's put Ayo with a bunch of other guys.
An Ayo lineup.
An Ayo lineup and see if she can pick the real Ayo.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. Dude, that's great.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
She's gonna be able to see. She's going to be able to see because I'm going to be at the Mikey Idol. So she'll
But we'll do it before we announce who you are.
Yeah, before we say who you are, we're going to put you in a lineup with a bunch of guys and see if she can pick you.
Oh, my gosh.
What time do you want me to be there?
Eddie?
Before 5.
Before 5.
All right.
I'll be there at 4:30.
Okay. Not
I'm going to be mad. I'm going to be mad, and I'm going to run my mouth if you do not point me
no
out.
No pressure.
Oh, hell.
No pressure. No pressure, Chantel.
It's okay. Any pressure because I know whether I pick you out or not, we'll be fine, right?
Oh yeah, totally.
We'll be fine.
Yeah, even though
I will, even though I don't know who you are, we're cool, right?
That's right.
Yeah, you know, we'll be fine.
You better have some Mikey post-alcoholism problems if you don't know who that guy is. All right.
I'm gonna know exactly who he is. I already know. I'll be okay.
Don't be asking Camry either.
Camry knows exactly how he looks.
Oh, all right, you two. We'll see you later on.
All right, bye.
Goodbye, bye. You couple lovebirds. Oh.
Making up is the best part.
That's right.
Sweet. Love you, I'm out.
Let's see. What is this? Rob, what is this first text you printed?
Huh? I don't even remember.
Nah.
What?
Nah. Who am I? Where am I?
Oh, this person is asking us, what is the address of the radio station? That's what he wants to know. Yeah. What's the address of the radio station?
Oh, you almost gave him your home address?
No. Oh. It just read really strangely. It's 9660 Granite Ridge Drive. 9660 Granite Ridge Drive. How is our voice going to work when we do Mikey Idol later?
I don't know.
You got to do exercises.
Me, ham. Me, mall. Me.
Gopher.
Mikey, I have a 2-pack of Coca-Cola in glass bottles. Any takers? That's P1 Steve.
Oh, Coca-Cola Classic.
I think you give him to Zeth, right?
Yeah.
Zeth?
Sure. Why not?
Delicious.
Is your mic on? Oh, wait, sorry. Go ahead, Zeth.
He left.
Is your mic on?
Yeah, there's one in the cooler.
What?
That's all I got.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. Mikey, the thing that you were experiencing earlier was not asthma. It's the lung tissue you've neglected for years. You'll be coughing up past smokes for the rest of the 24 hours. Congratulations, that's P1DP.
Brutal.
Oh, this is a nice one. The next one says, Mikey, great start to the show, the lobes.
See, everyone loves the lobes.
That's something
How
fishy.
How can you not?
Hey, Mikey Show, what are the movies for tonight? San Diego appreciates what you're doing. That's P1K Dog. Good question. The movies.
Is it the Fisher King?
It is not the Fish King.
Oh, dang it. I really wanted to see
well,
that.
Well, then I'm leaving.
We are talking a little...
Spaceballs.
No, it is not Spaceballs.
No?
No. We're talking a little Rocky 3. And we're also talking...
Gung-Ho.
It is not Gung-Ho.
Nice.
And Titanic. Oh,
yeah. Michael Keaton.
Do you think it's still hour two, or could we change that that little sign in front of it?
Says it. Five.
Oh, it's hour five?
Yeah.
Oh, in my mirror, it looks like hour two.
Oh, well, it's reversed,
it's
silly.
It looked like a one.
You're silly.
Okay, so let me explain what the Lori deal is. So our friend Lori is a young, beautiful, single girl.
Fit.
Very fit.
Yes, very fit.
Tight.
She runs like marathons and stuff. Wow, Sean just creeped us out really bad.
You shouldn't say things like that on the radio.
Yeah. I mean, you're a married man.
Yeah, not only
she's
that.
She's looking for a good person.
Yeah. That's right.
Right.
That's right.
And so if you're good.
Okay, so
tight.
What we're going to So what we did was we put her bio and her picture